This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Much of what I do takes little brain power. I know you think I'm so smart, and I want to continue you thinking that. And I am, I'll be honest with you. But I don't use my brain for much of what I do. I'm not kidding. Well, at least that's the way I look at it. Now, people around me, Melissa and many others, say, you make it look easy. Now, I understand there are elements of this job that everybody can't do. If they could, they'd be doing it. And maybe if I were better at it, I'd be getting more numbers. I don't think that's the problem. I know the problem is more of a social media issue. But it isn't that difficult. I'm talking about the basic tenets. And here's what I'm talking about. The idiocy of leftism is what boggles our minds. I think most of us would admit to this. We're going, this is not the most difficult thing to look at when you look at tax policy and you say, okay, I'm going to tax you so much you're going to lose incentive to work. That just makes no sense. I'm going to let people in who haven't paid taxes. They're going to get better benefits and things than you who pay taxes. Who would build this type of a what we call self-defeating type of a situation? Now, there are people who do get into these situations, and I've been one of them. The rep business, and I've explained this many times, the manufacturer's rep business, which I was in for many years, is a self-defeating business. You take a little product line that wants to gain market share. They don't want to afford a sales staff. They pay directly, so they pay reps, and those reps get paid only on what they go out and build. So they take all of your goodwill, your ability to get in your local area with various manufacturers or whatever and get their products specified, or what we call spec'd. And then once they reach a certain figure, let's say they generate $5 million a year of sales, they say, we no longer need our rep. So we call it one of the world's self-defeating businesses. Politics should be a self-defeating occupation. You should say, I want to get in, make something, change something, get it on the right track, and then leave. Now, the rep business is self-defeating. Politics is not. Politics has become, how do I get in here and make sure that they always feed me? So the lunatic ideas of the left fail basic tenets of common sense that say, look, if you're going to start a program to get people off of welfare, don't grow the welfare rolls. Don't add to the problem. And I think that's what bothers most of us, is this is no-brainer stuff. This is not things that you go, oh, man, you know, we got to form a committee and figure out if we should, you know, open our borders, or figure out if we should let kids in school with our kids who don't speak a word of English. What do you think's going to happen? You're going to speed these kids up and they're going to suddenly start speaking English in a week? Or do you think you're going to slow the other kids down? If you want to bring in illegals, I mean, just for the sake of discussion, if we're going to have that as a thought exercise, put them in a separate school and teach them English first. Make sure that they go home. I mean, it would be intensive learning. If I were to go to another country, I would go into intensive language learning, because that way the basic level of communication is there, and then I can showcase my other intellectual prowess elsewhere. See how I use all those big words? That's the part that makes people think that guy knows what he's talking about. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. Glad you're here. Hope you will do your part to spread the word, because let's face it, social media is not going to do this. So thanks for being here. I'm bringing all this up because I love when the marketplace fixes itself. I don't care whether it's the marketplace of ideas or the marketplace of, you know, capitalism, the actual marketplace, but I love when it fixes itself, when it writes itself. I came up with meritocracy, meritocracy, meritocracy. You give as good as you get. In other words, if you earn it, you deserve it. If you don't, if it's Peter Principle, you shouldn't get it. You should have to earn it. I want the best people in those spots because it would challenge you to be better. And if you're not good at something, move. Move on. I changed careers 9 times. Not necessarily because I wasn't good, but because opportunities came elsewhere. And you know what happened? I finally found something that I am not only good at, I'm excellent at. And I know I'm excellent at it because Roger Ailes told me, the former president of Fox News, and so did Justice Clarence Thomas. They both gave me the highest compliments I could possibly get, which is, Kevin, you think about things in ways nobody else does, and you can synthesize complicated things to their essence better than anybody. That's what both of those gentlemen have said to me. Oh, Kevin, they're flawed men. How dare you bring them up? Yeah, well, so are you. You're flawed men and women. Anyway, I'm bringing this up in the context of this idea that corporations and our society has to wake up to all these things that we say that may be hurtful to people. Let me tell you something. I don't intentionally hurt anybody. I don't. I might joke with you, but I'm not intentionally trying to hurt you. If you're hurt and you come at me the right way, I will take your hurt under advisement. Doesn't mean I'm going to fix it, because sometimes your hurt is your problem. But what I won't do is I won't fix anything where you think you can make me do it. And woke wants to make you do it. Woke wants you to have a certain idea, the way that you view things. And I refuse to deal with woke. And I love it when these woke suckers, when it backfires. And it backfires every single day. There's not, if we were to talk about, in fact, I should probably do a segment that's something like Waking Up the Woke or Waking the Woke. Because I'm going to tell you, every single day, I could give you a story of somebody who goes, man, shoot, I was buying into that woke crap, and now this happened. Happens every day. You don't have to search that far. So, there's a saying, go woke, go broke. I want to get into corporate America and start talking to these people again and saying, hey, look, if you want to focus on LGBT issues, you want to focus on gender issues, you want to figure out what bathrooms people go to and stuff like that, your business is not going to be around. If you're hiring employees and that is the thing that bugs them, get rid of them. Get rid of them. If that is your corporate philosophy, you are a dinosaur. You'll be dead. Within a decade, somebody will replace you. And you, I would love to be talking to your employees. Oh, you got LGBT, we got black, we got Latino, we got women. Get rid of all your groups, your special interest groups. You have one thing. You have a culture here. You either set that culture and get people to obey, to succumb to that culture, or get them out. Because they will kill your culture and they will kill your company. More on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So how do you fight the scourge of the left? You stand up for yourself. You don't back down. I have a friend of mine. He's good friends with Papa John's, the guy that started Papa John's. And we were talking because, you know, if you recall, he made a comment or something and he got crushed. And my buddy, whose name is Vince, said, "You need to talk to Kevin. He can tell you how to get through this firestorm." And the guy didn't. My friend says he hired one of the most expensive PR people, and he said the guy it completely backfired. He said he paid this guy a fortune, and who is he? They took Papa John's name off of all the stuff in Kentucky. They fired him from his own company that he started, and I could go on. So it got him nothing. And I told my friend, I said, here's what he needs to say. Have him call me. I will write his PR messages and all that. But here's what I guarantee you, he better not do. He better not back down. And he did. And he's living life. He's living large. Private planes. you know, lots of, you know, I think he got divorced and he's dating very young girls, blah, 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 young women, I should say women. But, you know, he's living the dream, so to speak. But it isn't what he set out in life to do. He's a pariah in a place where he was a superstar. And it wrecked his life, whether he knows it or not, it wrecked his life. So what I try to do on this show is teach you how not to wreck your life. Stand up for yourself because you always feel better. Look, I got fired from Fox and people bring it up all the time. I bring it up often because it's a cautionary tale. But I'll tell you this, I'm proud of it. It didn't wreck my life. And I feel emboldened when I tell people that. Even those that are naysayers, like, I don't know about it. Okay, fine. Don't make me part of your life. But here's what I'll tell you. If you take out the people who have character, see what you're left with. We're talking about go woke or go broke. And there was a guy that wrote this. I think it was on the Zero Hedge. He says, the latest installment of woke, politically active retailers now facing financial ruin in the form of shuttering stores and mass layoffs is none other than the conservative-hating Bed Bath and Beyond. Yep, we've all probably been in that store. When that store first opened pre-Politico, you know, let's go get all up in everybody's business, I enjoyed going there. I used to go there quite often. You know, you have housewares or you change, you know, residences or whatever. You go buy yourself, you know, new toasters. And they had nice little gadgets and things. And it was a fun shopping experience, even though it's mostly junk. But, you know, there were some nice things there. I bought cutlery there. I bought many things there. Bedspread sets for different bedrooms and things like that. I've spent a small fortune in Bed Bath & Beyond. And I remember getting the 20% off one item coupon and thinking a bonanza until they told me, no, it's only one item. So they would take it off the biggest item, of course. And, you know, all the sales and the specials. And my sister worked there part-time for a while because she wanted the employee discount. So that's how she gets over. She'll get the employee discount. Yeah, I get 50% off of stuff. And she'd spend her whole check on things that she bought there. It was a discount for her to buy her stuff she wanted. And good for her. But that was what her check went to. So I supported them. When they stayed out of politics and were just, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you the best products at the best prices, yada, yada, yada. Well, they stopped doing that. Suddenly, Bed Bath & Beyond wanted to get into the political fracas. And they said, they announced, we're not going to carry Mike Lindell's pillows. Now, it's a pillow. Of everything in it. Yeah, I know you've been in Bed Bath & Beyond. Pillow is, you know, it's an also, like you're walking along, you got your bedspread. Oh, yeah, I'll grab a couple of pillows. It's no big deal. There are a lot of other items. I'll get it out. There are a lot of other items in there that are more interesting to you and me than pillows. But they had that's where they decided to draw their battle line, is with pillows. With a guy who dare be out, let me finish this thought because I have a tendency to jump around. But with a guy who exposes political ideology, so what? I don't know the political ideology of the people that made the last little hand blender I got, but I bought it because it was a cool product. It was whatever I bought at Bed Bath & Beyond. I didn't go, let me Google and see what the CEO believes about politics. Now, maybe I should have, but I didn't, because I don't believe that Bed Bath & Beyond is responsible for whose products they keep or don't keep. I think they should be making the decision based on good, sound business practices. That's just me, but I'm a former management consultant to the largest companies in the world. What do I know? Anyway, according to CNBC, Bed Bath & Beyond said it's going to scuttle. It's going to close 150 stores, and it's going to hand out pink slips to 20% of its workforce, mostly in the supply chain and corporate sectors of the business. The moves were announced ahead of an unexpected investor update, and it's a desperate bid, they write, for the company to stay afloat. See, Bed Bath & Beyond succumbed. They said, if we go woke, people will support us. The left will support us. And let me tell you what the left did. The left was figuring out ways to make different coupons and use more coupons. They are not trying to further your business. They're looking for a way to fleece you. Meanwhile, you know what your competition's doing? They're watching you die. They're watching Bed Bath & Beyond. They were watching them in their death throes. And they just kept innovating, getting better and better products at cheaper and cheaper prices, figuring out better ways to market. Have you seen companies that really know how to market, that know how to get a product out there? And you remember their commercials. I'll give you a good one. Have you seen the Hilton commercials? Where they say, hey, we checked in. They're at a hotel and they go, we checked in with our kids to be like in the door where we can just open the door. And he goes, we didn't have that. So we put you across from each other. It's across a courtyard. He goes, well, an alley. And he goes, but you can still see them. And then the kids are like, you know, standing at the window looking at their mom and dad and across from each other through this courtyard/alley. And they're telling them, be locked the door. And the girl goes, why would I lock the drawers? It's a funny commercial. And it drives home the point that if you're traveling as a family and you want mom and dad to have their room and the kids to have theirs, which is what you have at home, you can book two rooms. We will put you side by side. I remember that commercial because it's creative. Same with Liberty Mutual with some of their stupid commercials. I remember them because they're creative. Now, I don't know if Hilton's going to, well, we're woke and we will not let people who want to sleep on Lindell's pillows in our hotel. Or we're not going to buy Mike Lindell's pillows because we're so woke. Why would you do that? What are you in the business of? Pillows? Or are you in the business of renting out hotel rooms? I think you get the point. Bed Bath & Beyond missed the point. But here's what I want to remind you, what I said earlier. Anybody that goes woke, they're on their death throes. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge on Monday ordered a stop to the Justice Department's review of materials seized from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. describing a threat to institutions and the risk of media leaks that could harm the former president. Two nuclear energy experts are saying the Russia-occupied nuclear plant in Ukraine is on a permanent basis. A Russian official acknowledging the experts would be remaining, but won't say how long they would be at the plant. Water pressure returned to usual levels in Jackson, Mississippi over the weekend. However, residents are advised to boil any water before drinking. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves claims Jackson residents will have access to clean water after the bad water has been flushed through the system.
I'm very happy to report that we have returned water pressure to the city.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Going woke, folks, is a phase, a fad, a very dangerous one, because there's a lot more money in this fad than there is the pet rock. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, we're talking about people that decide to go woke, corporations that decide to go woke, universities that decide to go woke, churches that decide to go woke. And I would ask you, what is the end game for woke? This thing that has cost the American taxpayers trillions of dollars, it permeates every area of our society. People wear it as a badge of honor, and I ask you, to what end? It's being taught. Being woke is being taught. There are entire curriculum being taught in that curricula, being taught in education and in woke academia on being woke. Don't say this, say that. What are your pronouns? All this nonsense. And to what end? What do you think is the final end when you teach people that you can't say something about somebody, you can't do this or that, that, you know, you got to be aware of everybody's feelings before anything happens? Just ask yourself, a meeting. You're having a meeting and you want to talk about the logistics of getting your product from California to the East Coast. And what happens? How much wasted time is in a meeting when everybody's like, well, I'm Susan and my pronouns are he, she, and blah, blah, blah. And that offends me. And this, that. Why can't you should be able to come into a meeting and say, this is our problem. Who's got solutions? You know, and when Ted, I don't like your solution. You, sir. Oh, why are you calling me sir? Blah, blah, blah. It's all nonsense. It costs money. It costs time. It is a productivity drain. And like I said, what is the end game? Tell me where woke works. Please do. Is it going to work in corporate America? The short answer is no. Does it work for you? How do you feel when somebody says, oh, I'm offended that you misgendered me or you misdid whatever. And you're, oh my gosh, well, I'm so sorry. And let me tell you, if you're offended because I don't gender you, I don't care. See, that's an easy way to handle woke. It's an easy way to live your life. Well, I'll go tell somebody. Go tell them. Who are you going to tell? Well, see, you may be thinking, well, Kevin, I work at a company and they do this, that, and the other. Look, are you valuable? Are you valuable? Do you value your services, your goods? Do you value yourself? Because if you don't, keep doing what you're doing. Because there are people who will suck value out of you. They will get more value out of you than you think you're worth. And here's the sad part, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Most people devalue themselves. They're afraid. Ask for money. I was asked to speak at an event. They said, oh, we got so-and-so and so-and-so, and we had to pay them, and we don't have any budget. Then you don't have budget for me.
Well, Kevin, it would be a great opportunity for you. What do you mean it would be a great opportunity for me? I got plenty of opportunities I generate for myself. You're not going to devalue me. I ask people, oh, well, so-and-so is going to speak, and, you know, we want to know what you spend. What did they charge? Well, I can't tell you that. I'll tell you what then, $100,000. That's what I charge. Kevin, I mean, come on. Well, like I said, you can match me to what those guys do, because I'll find out. Or, you know, because I'm not going to undervalue myself. I have a fee. And right now, I'm okay getting that fee. And it isn't a devaluation. By the way, I'll let you guys know. I charge $15,000 to speak. Now, some of you are like, $15,000? Who does this Negro think he is? And there are others of you going, wow, I didn't realize Kevin was so cheap. I like the second group of you. Because it is cheap. Special presentation just for you. My time and energy. Weeks of preparation to tailor it to your audience. And to be able to riff and understand all the nuances of what's going on in your neck of the woods, etc. That's what we do. That's what I do. And I'm not going to do it on the cheap. If it's a nonprofit, we help out, stuff like that. But I think I'm trying to make a point that we devalue ourselves. And so when you go woke, well, you know, whatever your excuse is, because you want to preserve the Guatemalan midgets, psyche. Oh, I don't want to offend them. I don't care. I saw a Guatemalan midget in New York. I tried to say hello. I tried to track the little man down because I passed him in an Uber. But I backtracked. When the Uber guy let me out, I backtracked. I said, I'm going to see this little dude. Because I always talk about him. Go woke, go broke. Costing trillions and trillions of dollars. And here's the outcome. Look at Bed Bath & Beyond. Bed Bath & Beyond decided they were going to go after Mike Lindell, 2021, they made headlines. They confirmed that they had canceled his MyPillow line because he was involved with activism on behalf of former President Trump. Now, this is a cautionary tale for putting your name on, you know, being so closely associated with your product. Because if nobody knew who Mike Lindell was and it was just MyPillow, you know, there would be no big deal. But he used himself as an iconic figure in his own business. And I don't blame him for that. This guy went from being a crackhead to being a CEO of a very, very well-known company. By the way, we are evaluating all of his products. And if they pass the test, we're going to put them on here and talk about them and tell you. Because they do a lot more than pillows. I remember when we were approached, I was like, man, how many pillows can I sell and make money? And they go, Kevin, we have robes, we have house shoes, we have housewares, we have bed linens, and we guarantee everything. And we also have a store that lets you, it's like Amazon. What? Yeah. So what I should be doing right now is charging them for this segment because I'm really featuring them. How many of you bought my pillows just to support Mike Lindell? It backfired on Bed Bath & Beyond because Mike Lindell went out. He went on a mission. He said, I'm not going to let you shut me down. I'm going to keep on going at this thing. Which, by the way, I'm proud of him for that. See, that's a guy that said, I just lost a huge contract. I don't know how big it was, but you can bet they were squeezing the heck out of him. I don't know how big it was. He says, you know what? I'll go direct. I'll appeal to the American people and say, look, they shouldn't be able to cancel me. I make a great product. I make it here in America, blah, blah. He made his case before us, and what did we do? We responded. By the way, don't be buying any of my pillows until we get our thing set up, if we like all their stuff. I'm not doing this as a commercial for him right now. I'm doing it just to explain to you what happens in the real world when woke catches up with you. And here's what I want to tell you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Woke will catch up to you. 844-551-8255. So my pillow gets canceled with Bed Bath & Beyond. And they think, I can bet you at the time, this was early in 2021. They thought, you know what? This is what we need to make things work. And, you know, because they were, they didn't just start to fail. 2022 isn't the only bad year for MyPillow. They're going to scuttle 100 and something stores.
You think that just crept up on them? Of course not. And the Target went through a whole litany of things on transgender bathrooms. Nike with Kaepernick. And for the record, I still want those brands to suffer. But let me ask you this, since we're on the subject. When's the last time Target talked about their transgender bathrooms? When's the last time Nike ran anything related to Kaepernick or kneeling? Yeah. It's been a while, hasn't it? It's been a while since you told me. I don't know the words to that song, but it made me think about it. It's been a while. Okay, enough. I do that stuff just to make my producers lose their mind because they're like, that's not good radio, Kevin. It's not good radio when you I don't care. You act like I care if it's good radio. It's me. It's good, Kevin, because this is who I am. Hey, by the way, a little quick shout out. Stu in Florida with my cigar club guys, we're trying to get down there before sometime in the month of September so I can golf with him and we can have a dinner together. So if you're interested in, we're fundraising for my film. So if you're interested in, you know, hanging out with me while I'm in the Tampa, St. Pete area, let me know. And because Stu's getting me linked up with some really powerful guys that we think alike. So just, but I do like to try to see folks. And as I mentioned before, October the 20th, we are doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour in Tampa, Florida, in St. Pete, actually, at the Palladium Theater. I think it starts at 7. So I hope to see you there. And I'm going to see my cigar club guys, I know. And I hope you guys bring me some cigars. Anyway, go broke, go broke too. That works too. No, go woke, go broke. Bed Bath & Beyond, scuttling stores because they went woke. But they're not the only ones. Everybody who's trying this woke nonsense is suffering at some point. Now, they're not going to admit it. They don't want to let you know you're winning. But every single day, I could point out a story to prove to you that if you aren't living life on just a normal mode, it's going to backfire.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Why would you alienate your customer base? Why would you do that? Why would you, let's just talk regular people. Why would you get into political discussions and be mad because you find out that somebody differs from you politically? If we all are trying to achieve the same goal to make the nation better and there's two different paths to do it, even if I think yours is stupid, which of course Democrats, progressive leftists, plutopians way are stupid, let's just be clear about that, I'm not mad at them. You want to give them some clarity at times. Here's the way I give people clarity. I don't tell you what to do. I tell you what I do. And I learned this from a friend of mine. His name is Danny. Because we were talking about something, and I said, he was telling me, somebody asked me for advice. I said, what did you do? And he says, well, he goes, Kevin, I learned, and he is a couple years older than I was. And this was, I was very young at the time, but he says, you know what I do, Kev? He goes, I've learned not to give advice. What I do is I tell people my experience. So if I've got an experience in something that you've done, I'll say, well, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do in your particular situation, but here's my experience. And you can take that or leave that. And so, fine. So here's what I tell these lefties. I go, here's my experience. If you open your borders up, then you should ask yourself, would you open your home up the same way? If you, you know, or in other words, when people come at my door and I don't want them in, I don't let them in. They can't get in. And I don't care if my house is open, door wide open. If I come home and you're in my home, I'm going to be offended. I'm going to be outraged. Wait outside. Unless you're a cop looking to see if I'm dead, wait outside. I don't want you in. If my doors are wide open and I see you in there drinking some sodas and eating popcorn, watching a movie on my TV, even if you're my brother, I'm going to be mad at you. You need to call me. Dude, your door's wide open. What? Call the police. Do me a favor. Check it out. Get permission. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're talking about Go Woke, Go Broke. Bed Bath & Beyond cut ties with MyPillow because of Mike Lindell's political stance. Lindell first reported the retailer axing his products, telling a Fox News affiliate and right-wing media outlet RSBN about stores dropping the brand. In the interviews, Lindell attributed the retailer's decision to social media pressure led by leftist groups. This is why I love, part of me loves it, these lefties jump on everything. Oh my gosh, Kevin Jackson says something, let's boycott him! Because eventually, their voices will go unheard. They say, as it turns out, going woke and instantly alienating roughly half a company's customer base at a time when brick and mortar retailers are barely staying afloat thanks to the pandemic and to an unprecedented rise in online shopping isn't the brightest business move. Let me tell you what BBB, Bed Bath & Beyond, should have been doing. They should have been looking at the Amazon model and saying, instead of having multiple retail stores, they have a couple of very marquee stores where people want to come in. Think IKEA. And they take the best products and they revamp their stuff. They've got luxury line. They've got this, you know, this low-end line, but it's got the best gadgets. They get into exclusivity deals and then they do the rest of it online with major DCs, distribution centers, like Amazon. And they give tours. I have a friend, he has a restaurant, he sells olives. And you think, what's the big deal? It's in an olive grove. You can see the olives growing on trees. I didn't even know olives grew on trees. But you can see the olives growing on trees. And you go in the store, and it is an absolute showpiece. It's amazing. And there are people that go through and they're taking their family and friends. It has a restaurant in there. They talk about olive production. They have a thing that shows you Italy and old Italy and how, you know, like films that show you about olives and how they're made. You can go see the manufacturing process. It is an event. Bed Bath & Beyond could have made all kinds of things like this. It could have had cooking centers in their stores to bring people in to show them how to use the pots and pans and the gadgets. Look, this is just me riffing. I haven't even given 2 seconds of thought to this. But instead, you know what they did? They decided to go after a dude who sells pillows. They said, after being on the receiving end of intense social media backlash, including successful conservative-led boycotts of the company, claimed that it only canceled MyPillow due to a decreased demand for the product. Really? Yeah, they need to come to my house. I got too many pillows. He said they wanted us to believe the timing when Lindell was defending Trump after the Capitol protest and questionable election results were merely coincidental and not related to the decision to cancel Lindell's successful product line. Got it. That's what this guy wrote. He says, as previously announced, we have been rationalizing our assortment to discontinue a number of underperforming items and brands. That includes MyPillow product line. That's one of their spokespersons said to Business Insider. But he says, fast forward to the present. The former home goods giant is on the verge of financial collapse. In addition to the layoffs and closures, it was also forced to secure some $375 million in loans through Sixth Street Partners, a retail-friendly lender. BBB also said it was prepared to sell off an undisclosed number of stock shares, which, of course, scuttled the price of the stock. Notably, former CEO Mark Tritton, who was at the helm during the company's woke phase, was ousted a few months ago, along with Chief Marketing Officer Joe Hartzig. Let me tell you else who's going to be losing their jobs in the near future. All these people that have diversity, equity, or inclusion in their title. Those people are going to be gone because corporations are going to have to wake up. You are not in the business of woke. You are in the business of products. They said this. They issued a press release. Sue Grove, director and interim CEO, in an attempt to sugarcoat the dire situation, promised to focus on the customer and, quote, deliver what they want. Well, let me tell you, as a customer, I've never walked into a store and wanted to know how woke they were. I've never walked into a store and say, can you talk to me about your charitable things? Because I figure your charity begins at home. You're employing X number of people in this store. That's charity. You created an opportunity. Those people can take it. You've created an ecosystem around your store, particularly if your brand employs thousands of people. It extends well beyond what you do. And if you decide in your corporate governance that you want to give something back legitimately, not because you're woke, but because you legitimately want to do it. I'll give you an example. Lowe's. Lowe's is pro-veteran. They hire veterans. They train them. They do everything they can. And with an exorbitant amount of money, you know, in other words, I don't know what the average is for a company that was dealing with veterans, but Lowe's has at least 2x what most companies do with veterans. They support them. They give the veterans organizations. They put their money where their mouth is. And I don't think they're, I know the CEO of Lowe's, he does it because he believes in veterans. He doesn't do it because it's meant to just be, oh, let's just do it because whatever. He does it because he believes in it. That should be your corporate governance. Not, oh, let me keep these lefties off my back by letting black people use the bathroom even though they don't buy anything and then making a big stink about it. If that's your policy, that we don't want people just coming in to use our restroom because we have to pay the water bill, blah, 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 it's your policy for everybody, then it should apply to everybody. And don't give me your wokeism, Starbucks. He said, we believe these changes will make a widespread positive impact across customer experience. They could have been, as I mentioned earlier, could have been doing so much more with customer experience. They say inventory assortment and supply chain execution and cost structure. In other words, we're going to focus on the things that give us better products, a wider variety of things you want, and we're going to make your experience when you come into our stores what you want, and we're not going to be focusing on what these lefties want us to do. How about that? We focus on you. Regardless of your political ideology. See, when I go sit in a massage chair, if they had a massage chair waiting for me while I shop, I wouldn't. Do you think I care about political? That chair cares about your politics? Thank you for giving me an experience. I've gone to stores because they have those chairs, and they need to go enjoy the chair. Or we'll give you a back rub. There are many other things that could have been done. Well, let me tell you something, folks. They can think, oh, it's so trendy. I'm going to go, you know, woo, we're going broke. I mean, we're going to go woke. Yeah, you're going to go woke and you're going to go broke because people are sick of it. I want to be focused on as a human being. Treat me like a consumer, somebody that you want to get and retain as your client.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.